What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to the first episode of another sports podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Chives. I'm here with my boy Jalen. He's a pretty big sports fan, I'd say. He's a fan of the Cavs and a fan of the Cowboys, I think.
A fan of the Chiefs and a fan of the Cavs in that order.
Oh, you don't like the Cowboys? You seem like the person who would like the Cowboys.
Well, I am a sports fan. We're going to start this podcast by strengthening my research skills of sports. We're going to really get into it this year.
Yeah, because my friend, he's more of like an NBA kind of guy. I'm more of the NFL guy. But we're going to mix it up. We're going to mix it up today. We're going to hit a little bit of both NBA, NFL. We'll see, you know, how it goes, see how it takes. But for right now, we're going to actually start off the show with a little celebratorial shot.
That we are.
I poured Jalen a shot of his favorite team in the shot glass. There you go. That's for you. It's an Eagles shot glass.
Yeah. They did not make the postseason, if you remember.
Whoa. What year are you talking about?
This past season, no?
No, they definitely made the postseason.
Oh, right? Maybe we just forgot about them.
Mm. Cheers.
Cheers. Salute.
I just realized I gave you the wrong shot. I gave you the pure crown shot. That was supposed to be for me. Here, you can
use it. Well, thanks. I'm sure.
I just took the wrong shot. I took the peach one. I know you like your peach shots.
Well, he poured them.
That sucks. Anyway. So, yeah, let's dive right into it. Well, the first thing we're going to talk about today, or I wanted to talk about at least, was the NBA season opening up soon. Reports are saying that they're pretty close to opening up the season. I hear that they're thinking about opening up close by here at Disney. I think that's kind of cool, except for the fact that we won't be able to go watch.
Right. Yeah, it's supposed to be here at the ESPN Worldwide of Sports. I read something on Instagram. I mean, take it with a grain of salt. They said that they were Disney preparing the hotels to start housing the NBA players. Again, without fans. I also saw Shaq say the same thing, without fans. So we'll have to see how it goes.
I know Aaron Gordon's freaking like just happy about that. All the Magic players are probably like, hell yeah, we get to stay home, get to relax with our friends and family, and go still play basketball and still get paid. Those freaking lucky bastards getting paid still. I heard that they were gonna try and stop paying the players, and people were like protesting about that. Not people, but obviously the players were players would be the only ones protesting something like that. I forgot who it was. I don't know what sport it was. Baseball, basketball, football. Some players said that they, you know, probably weren't gonna come back if they weren't gonna get paid.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't come back to work if I wasn't gonna get paid either. You know, these players do bring in these tickets. They bring in merch sales. All types of endorsement related money into these stadiums, arenas year in, year out. You know. Just like they did with the lockout, you know, that's why the NBA Players Association was created, and you know, I think they'll work it out. I think they'll find a resolution here. Chris Paul, you know, I think he'll work it out.
Yeah, no, hopefully we'll see. I don't see anything crazy happening. I see the season going as about probably in July, which thank God, July is the worst month for sports. There's nothing on but baseball. And don't get me wrong. No, get me wrong. Baseball is just boring to watch.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's not October, I'm not watching baseball, with all due respect.
We just itch for that NFL preseason game. Even though when preseason does finally come, it's just, we get our fix of football, but it's preseason football. It's nothing. But if the NBA can actually pick up and start in July, that'll be awesome. I'm not going to lie. This last 2 months have just been so weird. Not watching any football, there's no football on anyway, but not watching any basketball. The XFL, that crumbled. I mean, that would have been cool to see. But of course, you know, coronavirus, you know, came down, shut that down. Some players got their second chances and got drafted, or signed in the NFL. I'm excited for that. But yeah, once Rudy Gobert got diagnosed with, you know, coronavirus, and then they shut the NBA down. It was so weird for that first week of 2 weeks when you just had nothing. Normally, I can just, you know, when I'm bored, I can just go watch an NBA game, You know, I'm a Celtics fan myself, so it was exciting to see how the Celtics were going. And of course, they were catching on fire. And then, of course, you know, they got shut down. Unlike your Cavs.
That being said, Cavs aside, if the season does start, when it starts, if who wins the championship, is there going to be an asterisk? Is it going to be? Is it?
It depends who wins. I mean, who before the NBA season ended, who did you think? Who were your players and teams in the contention? You think?
I think the front runners in the East, the Heat, the Bucks, the Celtics. I think those were the top three dogs in the East. I think you can't count out the Sixers. And then when it comes to the West, I got the Clippers. I got the Lakers, of course. I think Houston can still rally. Okay. I think Houston. And I guess if I went with my fourth coming out of the West, I'd say the Warriors. Nah, I'm kidding. Fourth coming out of the West. Who do you think would be a fourth?
Coming out of the West. Who's your top three?
So I got the Clippers, the Lakers, and Houston coming out of the West.
The Nuggets, the Blazers?
Yeah.
Can't forget about those teams. People always overlook the Nuggets. Weren't they in the Western Conference Championship last year?
They were, yeah. You can't count out the Joker. I want to say Bam Adebayo just went to the Blazers as well, didn't he?
We'll have to fact check that one. I'm not too sure. I know he got sent somewhere though before the trade deadline at least. It's interesting to see though. But like you said, whoever wins the NBA championship this year, if it's one of those eight teams that you mentioned, I mean, are we going to be surprised? It was either going to go down to the Lakers, it was going to go down to the Clippers, it was going to go down to the Raptors. I think they had a solid chance, but it was going to go down to the Bucks most likely. It would have gone down to, you know, I'm biased saying the Celtics. I think they had a chance too. So it would have gone down to at least four, five, six solid teams. So I really do believe that if the NBA season started now, I think personally it would be a cool idea to give all the teams a chance to make the playoffs, because who would have expected this to happen? Never, you know, this never happened. So I think it would have been cool if you gave all the teams a chance to the playoff. You just do a huge 30 NBA playoff team, huge Western Conference tournament, and you do an Eastern Conference tournament, and you have the best players and the best team wins. Now, that's not ideal. Of course, you know, the top 1, 2, 3 teams are going to see that as unfair because of this work they put in, but this whole season has been unfair. So, but I don't know what the NBA has planned, plans on what they're, you know, doing when they come back, how they're going to assess the situation. I'm sure there's reports out there, but I didn't do my research. I don't know what the plans are, if they're just going to do like a month season or just pick up where the season stopped in July and then continue the season into so-and-so month, September, maybe have the NBA championship in September. I'm not sure. I mean, that also seems like an ideal situation. They would get all their money back. They'd have to compete with the NFL, though. And who do you think is going to win those numbers? Obviously, the NFL is going to win those numbers because they win the numbers when they collide at the end of the year. So they're going to take a drop in their money and their sales revenue if they try to compete with the NFL. So right now would be a good time for them to come back. July, August, those 2 months, if they can, you know, get the season ended in those 2 months, that would be the best bet for the NBA. That's my opinion.
Yeah, and we do got a fact check. It was actually Hassan Whiteside who's on the Blazers now. So I do think he can make a difference.
Oh, yeah, Hassan Whiteside. Oh, yeah. That dude's a beast. That dude was nice on the Heat.
Yeah. You know, I think he was underutilized or maybe underappreciated. We'll see how he does over there. I think with the leadership Dame and CJ McCollum bring, I think they can do something. I think they can play ball.
Are you sure you forgot about them?
I think the Blazers could do something. I think they can. You know, I think the top dogs, of course, are, you know, they're in the City of Angels. But
I think, bro, don't sleep on the Nuggets, man.
Yeah, no, the Nuggets are good. I just think Joker needs a second player. I think he needs somebody else besides Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray's awesome. Maybe a third, because Jamal Murray's a good second player.
Yeah. Also, Utah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the West is open, man. That's the thing. The West is, and especially now that these players are out of shape. I mean, some players have been staying in shape, but granted, it's been 2 months. And when you're not playing basketball for 2 months, the beginning of the season, you can see it in these players that they're not themselves after, until like a month into the season. They're their true player selves, besides the stars and the, you know, super athletes. But it's going to take a while for these players to get back into shape. I think they're allowing teams in the states that are reopened, the facilities are open for injured players right now. They're not open for team, just regular team players right now. But soon, I believe soon, I'm not sure when that's supposed to happen, but I know it's happening in the next couple weeks. All the states are reopening. With that being said, they'll be able to get back into shape. But I do think it's going to affect, these players are not going to be playing themselves as soon as the NBA kicks off again. It's going to be a different NBA, in my opinion, up until playoffs start. So do you, and that's the thing. That's why you can't just go right into playoffs either, because you're not getting the same Lakers team. You're not getting the same Clippers team. I mean, it's all missing. It's all different. These players haven't seen each other for months. The chemistry is not going to be there. It takes a lot of time to build. That's why the offseason is what it is. You know, there's a lot of practices combined. It takes what it takes. It's not going to be the same. It might come down to just super athletes. You know, who's going to be, who those super athletes are. LeBron James and the Lakers just might take it.
And speaking of LeBron James, I did read a report saying that he was having two players at a time come and work out with him. I'm not sure if it was the Lakers facility specifically, but they did say they had him working out with two players at a time. At the end of the day, LeBron is the general of that team. But it's going to take a lot. And like you said, you need that off season, you need the downtime, and you need that recuperation time. You need that preseason, as we said earlier. And if there is, you know, a championship in September, or, you know, whenever it is, what does that mean about the off season? What does that mean about the next preseason? You know, what do we do with that? And I think these, you know, in times like these where pandemics, you know, are decades and decades apart, you know, we need to adapt to the times. And It'll be strange to see what we do, but I think if we can band together, like sports does, you know, that's what sports is. Sports is all about coming together for one common goal, one common purpose, and I think it'll be interesting to see what happens.
So coming back when the NBA does start off, I saw that you had a list of awards that you were writing down. You had MVP, you had Defensive Player of the Year, Offensive Player of the Year, Comeback Player of the Year. Let's start off with, who do you think will be MVP? Okay, if the season ended today, if the season did not come back, who is winning MVP?
MVP, NBA, I'd have to go with someone like Giannis, maybe. I mean, or maybe even you could put Jimmy Butler in that discussion.
Jimmy Butler for MVP.
I think Jimmy Butler is another one of those guys. You know, a dog. Plays. You know, if you let him 48 minutes. You know,
you would put Jimmy Butler over LeBron James.
Well, I think about,
he's having an amazing. He was having an amazing season at his age.
And he was year in and year out. You know, I think it's year 16 or 17 for LeBron. And I just think when you've got Anthony Davis, you know, catching lobs and posting up, you know, it's not easy to look good. You know, by far, you know, LeBron is head and shoulders above a lot of his peers. But I think someone like Jimmy Butler, or someone like I said, Giannis.
Over James Harden?
Yeah, I mean, the same thing with James Harden. I mean, James Harden's got, you know,
he has to
Russell
share the
Webber.
Ball with Russell now. I mean, but that's the thing. He's an amazing player. Now he has to share. He's changed his whole game style to play with Russell. And Russell's also complimented his game to play with James.
Right.
Jimmy Butler, huh? What makes Jimmy Butler an MVP candidate in your eyes?
I just think the fact that the Heat are heating up, you know, for lack of a better word. The Heat are
heating up.
Yeah, I think they're what, second, maybe third. I want to say top three. We're pulling it up now. But you know, the same thing when he was with, it's a testament to his game. The same thing when he was with the Sixers the year before, I feel like they had a much better edge, a lot more focus, you know, right. I feel like
so
they trusted the process more. Okay.
Bleacher Report app. I'm not trying to, endorse them or anything, but you know, that's pretty good statistics. They got all the standings there and everything. You can look at that. Yeah, so as it goes, Bucks are one, Raptors are two, Celtics are three, Heat are four, Pacers are five, Sixers are six, Nets are 7 and Magic are 8. So if we were to have the playoffs right now, it would be looking like the Bucks against the Magic, Raptors against the Nets, Celtics against the Sixers, Heat against the Pacers. Wow, that Celtics-Sixers matchup would be nice.
Oh, would it though? I really feel like the Celtics would take that one. I feel like the Celtics young core have they've got, as much as they in Philly do want to trust that process, I don't think they do trust the process. I think that when Jaylen Brown and Tatum and the rest of those guys came together, I think they really they did good. I mean, I think they really rallied around Brad Stevens and
Brad Stevens is a genius.
Yeah, I think that the Celtics year in and year out, you know, no matter where they fall in the standings, I think the Celtics and the banners that they have show that.
Yeah, it's interesting. After watching the Last Dance with the Michael Jordan documentary, really looking and understanding about how the reigns of the NBA works. You have your dominant teams. There's always been those dominant teams. You've had the Lakers, you've had the Celtics, you've had the Pistons, then you had the Bulls, and then you know, you had your Bulls game, then you had your Lakers, and then you had the Warriors. There's always going to be those dominant teams, and it takes time to dethrone them. Look what happened, not last year, but 2 years ago, when it was the Cavs and the Celtics. The Celtics took LeBron to Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Championships and went down to the last second shot. It came down to the last shot of the game, basically. Jason Tatum had a chance to hit that game-winning shot. If I remember correctly, I could remember a different game. But something like that, you see how far the Celtics go. And then the next year, they got taken out by the Bucks. That Bucks team is just crazy. It's just a scary team. We did a good job containing Giannis. Brad Stevens did a great job containing Giannis. But when you stop Giannis, you have all these other outside threats on that team that are just going to hit those threes and those daggers. You know, like Chris Middleton. He's still on that team, isn't he? Like, that dude's Chris a beast. Who's their point guard? Who's the Bucks point guard? Do you know off the top of your head?
Bucks point guard.
I know it's some big name, but all those role players, their wing players are nice.
They got Eric Bledsoe running point.
Bledsoe's nice. That's the thing. I'm not too familiar with all the NBA. I keep up with the NFL, and when the NFL ends, when I go to the NBA, follow my Celtics. Talking about all right. So who do you think is going to be offensive player of the year? You think Giannis is going to take MVP? How about offensive player of the year?
Correction. I think Jimmy Butler or Giannis could take MVP, but I think it'll come out down to who's got that top seed. And again, I think it could be one of those guys because they don't have that second superstar like a Russell Westbrook or a Anthony Davis.
When it comes down to MVP voting, it doesn't come down to who's on your team. It comes down to your numbers and your winning percentage and all of that. So, has Jimmy Butler has played better than Giannis and LeBron, Harden, who else? I mean, Tatum. Tatum's been having a great year. Jeez, he's been blossoming so well. I mean, the Heat have who else is on the Heat roster? There's no big names. I mean, they just traded Whiteside.
They got some young guys. They got Hero. They also got Nunn. They got Kendrick Nunn. They still do have Bam, even though I said he got traded.
Yeah.
So they got some pieces. And they got, at the end of the day, they got Spoelstra. And they also have Pat Riley up there in the office. Pat Riley's got rings. So.
Yeah, Pat Riley has rings. What's that have to do with Jimmy Butler getting MVP?
That being said, my offensive player of the year, I'd probably go with LeBron James. Like you said, I mean, he makes it look effortless. His basketball IQ, I think, is something that's made him last as long as he has. His commitment to being in the gym and his commitment to playing team ball. I think a lot of people, you know, look at LeBron and see that, you know, he should take over the game more. But I feel like, at the same time, if you can't get your teammates going, you know, a lot of times you play pickup ball or you go to the gym, you got that one guy scoring 50 points and they lost by two because of, somebody was in the corner looking for an open three, things like that. But again, I think LeBron, LeBron's at that stage in his career. And like you said, with the Last Dance. Now, I have a Cavaliers tattoo on my forearm. I love the Cavs.
Where'd you get that tattoo?
I got that tattoo about 2 years ago. I think it was the summer after the 2016 NBA championship. You guys might remember it as the greatest NBA comeback. 3-1 40 points between, or 80, excuse me, for LeBron and Kyrie game six. But I digress. You know, I think LeBron's at a stage where he's just trying to stack those trophies. I mean, and I think he's got the willpower and the team around him to do it between him and Anthony Davis. But yeah, I think LeBron James.
LeBron James, Offensive Player of the Year, coming back. All right, Defensive Player of the Year. Who is your take on Defensive Player of the Year this year? Kawhi Leonard is up there, do you think? Who else was up there? I believe, I'm trying to think. Like I said, it was hard keeping up with all the NBA accolades and whatnot. I was fresh off the season. But Defensive Player of the Year, you would always have to consider Kawhi Leonard. I mean, he's just one of the best defensive players out there. I mean, that's just what I think. Oh, and then look, I guess you have Giannis at the top of the list for what is that list?
This is an overall player's general defense, advanced stats, stats.nba.com. This is taken into account a defensive rating of 96.5. That's 11.5 defensive rebounds for Giannis. He's also averaging one steal per game, one block. And, yeah. So we got Justice Winslow coming in second with those same stats. Chris Middleton. We actually got LeBron at number 6. Joel Embiid at number 7. Your guy Tatum at number 9.
So on that list, can you look up the offensive list? Let's see who's ranked on the offensive list.
Yeah, let's pull it up.
Because LeBron's what, number 6, you said?
LeBron is 6 on overall defensive list. Yes.
Pretty good for that old man.
Let's see.
When do you think LeBron's going to retire?
I think LeBron would retire. I don't know. I think LeBron's still got a lot of hunger in him. I think LeBron would retire if he were to get, call it crazy, but maybe if he were to get a three-peat. I don't know. I don't know if he'd be.
He's never gotten a three-peat.
Yeah, and he's had the opportunity to do
that
so.
That would make him one of the best because all the best have done it.
Yeah, I think without that three-peat, you know, and again, I'm a huge LeBron, huge Cavs fan, but without that three-peat, I don't think you can put him in the same breaths as the Jordans, the Kobes.
Wow.
The all-time greats.
My take on the whole Jordan and LeBron debate is, I mean, how many championships do you think LeBron would win if he would have stood with the Cavs?
Zero.
He got one with the Cavs.
He got one, but he got one when we came back and we had, on paper, one of the most stacked teams of all time. It felt like we were getting the most stacked teams of all time. Kyle Korver was with us.
Kevin Love
was with us.
Kyrie Irving,
you know, the obvious. We got players that came over like Dwayne Wade.
Tristan Thompson. He was a good addition.
A million people, but, you know.
You don't think that after the years, he could have persuaded those top names to come to Cleveland?
I don't know. I mean, I felt like LeBron was trying. I felt like, you know, we had Shaq early on. Couldn't do it with him.
LeBron and Shaq played together?
Yeah. I want to say it was 2000. We'll
probably
look
2002.
It up. No, 2002.
Six was the Heat.
Maybe if LeBron was drafted in 02.
No, he was drafted in 02 the year after Jordan retired.
Yeah, 03.
So it might have been 03.
03 was LeBron, Wade, and Melo drafted 03.
Okay, so then it might have been 03, 04
it was season. It was maybe 6, I think. I want to say, no, I'm lying. The Heat had him on 06, but I think
right,
it was
they,
the year following.
Didn't they win with the Heat?
Yeah, Shaq went out to Miami and won with the Heat in 06, so that might have been 07 the year after.
I think it was 07. When did he retire? It was 2009, 2010. 2009, 2010 was the season that Shaq and Kobe were teammates. Wow, Shaq is an old man. He played late into his career.
Yeah, the big Aristotle.
Shaq played with almost every team in the NBA when he was retiring. He played with the Celtics for a little bit.
Yeah, he played with the Celtics. He played with Phoenix. He was
everywhere. He did not want to retire. He said no. He said, no, I ain't going nowhere. I'm making my money. Even though after he retired, he's still making more money than like half the NBA players.
Making more money than me.
Of course, they're all making more money than us. Mm. Yeah, so with that being said, kind of want to switch it up a little bit. We've been talking a lot about the NBA. Kind of want to move over to the NFL side of things. I'm just excited. I am so excited for the NFL to start. I'm a huge football fan, huge Eagles fan. the divisions this year are just wide open all over the place. I mean, that's what I wanted to get into with you. I wanted to get into who do you think is going to be winning these divisions. First off, the first division I want to start off with is the AFC East. You know, Mr. Brady, the greatest quarterback of all time, he has left his team. He's gone. He's done what all the great quarterbacks have done when they reach that age. They move on to bigger and better things so they can get more money. He's now on the Buccaneers, obviously, if you've been living under a rock. If you haven't known that, I'm sorry. Yeah, Tom Brady is on the Buccaneers. So that leaves us with, like, the AFC East being completely open. We have teams like the Jets with Sam Darnold. We have, you know, Le'Veon Bell. Maybe Le'Veon Bell takes a better role this year. We have teams like the Bills with Josh Allen. Josh Allen, that defense, man. That defense is looking nice. And then, of course, we have the young team with the Dolphins. Tua Tagovailoa. Tua Tagovailoa, whatever, however you say his name. I'm just going to say Tua. You got Tua on that team. They also had some great signings in the offseason. They signed Byron Jones from the Cowboys. Great cornerback. Shut down. They also drafted a cornerback in the... I'm not sure what his name was, but they drafted a solid quarterback at the end of the first round. So they got that. They got a pretty look. They got a defense looking really nice. They also signed the Patriots linebacker. Can't think of his name right now at the top of my head. But they have some really good additions. That Miami team is looking pretty solid. I don't sleep on Miami. If they can get their coaching together, I think they might be able to do something. But that division, I see coming out. I see the Bills coming out top, winning the division and the AFC East at least. That's what I think.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I don't think Miami's going to pull it together this year. I think it would be great if they did. They got a loyal fan base, and me being a Chiefs fan, I'm a newfound Miami Dolphin fan. If you guys remember last season, they beat the Patriots to propel the Chiefs to the 2 seed, which then led to the Patriots being bounced, yada, yada, yada. You remember the rest.
That's why.
That being said, I got the Bills, too. Looking at last season, right behind the Patriots, 12-4, we had the Bills 10-6. The Jets, I just don't think the Jets will ever get it together anytime soon. Coaching, I don't know. The Bills, 10-6 last year.
Bills definitely were. I mean, they made the playoffs last year too. They were out in the first round, I think, though.
Yeah, I think with the addition of Stephon Diggs in this offseason, I think that'll be a big help.
They have to find a way to move the ball more. Josh Allen, he's a mobile quarterback, and that's what wins them the games. He gets like 70, 80 yards a game rushing. People underestimate him with his feet. He reminds me. I mean, let's be real. If he wasn't a white quarterback, he's a white quarterback, and he has the rushing numbers that he has. He is putting up numbers. He has numbers up there. I think he was behind Lamar Jackson last year for most rushing yards by a quarterback. I could be wrong on that, but I think the most rushing yards by a quarterback last year was Lamar Jackson, and then Josh Allen was right behind him. I'm pretty sure. And if that's true, I mean, dude, they have to find a way to move the ball more than just both their quarterback running it. You know, they did trade for Stephon Diggs. That's going to be a huge upgrade at wide receiver with their other wide receivers too. I think they still have John Brown. I don't know if they still have Cole Beasley, but I don't know. I do think that if they can get their offense together, the Bills can take the division. Everyone's sleeping on the Patriots, though. I mean, Bill Belichick is a great coach. If he finds a way to win, he'll find a way to win. You know, that's just what I think. But yeah, so we got the Bills and the AFC East. All right, so now let's talk about the NFC East. Of course, my favorite division. We got the Eagles, Cowboys, Giants, and Redskins. Let's be real. We don't have to talk about the Redskins. We don't have to talk about the Giants. It's going to come down between the Eagles and the Cowboys like it always does.
Right.
I'm going to be biased, of course, on this. And I think that on paper, the Cowboys probably have a better roster than the Eagles. But when it comes down to it, who plays better? The Eagles play better than the Cowboys. Always, always. And the Cowboys have the worst quarterback at the two between Dak Prescott and Carson Wentz. There's that huge debate between Carson Wentz and Dak West. Carson Wentz and Dak Prescott. All the Cowboy fans think Prescott's the better quarterback. All the Eagles fans think Wentz is the better quarterback. When you're not talking about Foles, at least. But yeah, so honestly, also, I don't think people should sleep on the Giants. I think the Giants are going to have a pretty solid year. Saquon Barkley, Daniel Jones had a really good first year season. This is going to be his sophomore season. We've seen how quarterbacks progress their second year, quarterbacks that are really good. We've seen how they progress so well in the NFL, if the coaching is right. Their wide receiver, I think they addressed wide receiver. I'm not sure. That's one of the missing pieces on that offense is their wide receivers. They don't really have any wide receivers.
Yeah, not anymore. Not since they got rid of Odell Beckham. Why they did that, I'm not sure. I mean, Daniel Jones, yeah, I could see him doing something. 24-12 TD to interception ratio I'm looking at last year. Pretty good, 2-1. I mean, like you said, I think it's going to come down to Saquon Barkley. I think Saquon Barkley's a beast. I think...
And they drafted the first round pick was an offensive lineman, so they're trying to protect Jones, and they're also giving Barkley some more room to work with.
Yeah, and I think they'll have to, especially in that division, like you said, in the NFC East, going against the Eagles. They're gonna need to, because you know the Eagles know, in and out. When you're playing in a division, you get to know that team, you get to know their tendencies, so you gotta be able to work through that and find a way.
Yeah, I mean, and they addressed offensive line in the first round. The second round, they drafted Xavier McKinney, which is a steal. That's a steal right there. I mean, that player's an athlete. They got a real good pick with that. Offensive tackle again in the third round. Other than that, they didn't address the wide receiver position. Sterling Shepard is there. They got Evan Engram. Evan Engram is a good receiver. He can run the ball. He's fast. He's agile. Sterling Shepard is taking that role as a pretty good receiver that they can count on. They also got Darius Slayton. I forgot about Darius Slayton. That dude is fast. That man is fast. So they can probably put things together. My surprise pick in the NFC East is going to be the Giants this year. Non-biased, I'm an Eagles fan. Go Birds. But if the Eagles don't win the division, it's probably going to go down to the Giants. The NFC East is crazy. They haven't had a repeat winner in like 17 years, since 2004. The Eagles were the last team to repeat in 2003, 2004. And ever since then, it's just been a different winner every time. That's one division. History just repeats itself. And unless they go against the odds, if Eagles can win the division again, it's going to go against all the odds and against what history says. So I'm going to go with the Giants.
I'm going to have to disagree with you there. I'm still taking my pick with either the Eagles or the Cowboys.
No, you got to pick one, man. You can't say either.
I'm going to go with the Cowboys. I'm going to go with the Cowboys leading this division. They were one game back last year, 5-1 in the division, same as the Eagles.
Yeah, they're not going to pass the Eagles.
I think if CeeDee Lamb can be as good in the NFL and carry the same production over the NFL that he did in college, and I think if they could split the reps between him and Ezekiel, so to speak, I think they can do it. I think that they have the fan base to cheer him on. I think they have a good quarterback, and Dak might want a little bit more money than he has played or showed that he deserves at the moment. But I think if they can get together between that trio, Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, and Ezekiel Elliott, I think they can take the East. I'm going with the Cowboys for my pick.
It's actually not even a trio. You're forgetting about Amari Cooper.
Yeah, Amari Cooper. So they've got guys out there that'll stretch the field. Two fast wideouts in Cooper and Lamb, and I think they can make some noise in the NFC East and in the NFC this year. I think they'll be a playoff pick for me. I think they're making the playoffs easy this year.
Yeah, the Cowboys are just, I mean, I don't know. I can't really talk because the Eagles basically, I mean, the biggest difference between the Eagles and Cowboys last year was injuries, all right? The Eagles' injuries were just ridiculous, man. We didn't have any of our players all year. Every down, every drive, there was a brand new injury, and you're just hanging your head because you know that it's probably going to be an important player. We lost to Sean Jackson in the first game of the year. We ended up losing Alshon Jeffery. We ended up having to have Nelson Aguilar on the field. And our rookies, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, Arcega-Whiteside, I don't know how I feel about him. I think he's trash. And then, we'll see how his second year goes. That was his first year. I mean, first-year wide receivers apparently don't do that well in the NFL. He's a big-bodied guy. I think he can replace Alshon Jeffery. I really hope the Eagles trade Alshon Jeffery. this year. You know, open up some more room for some draft picks, or maybe get maybe get another draft pick. Yeah, that's what I want. That's all. Get rid of Alshon. Get rid of Alshon. Maybe sign Jadeveon Clowney. Anyway, I'm getting off subject right now. I'm talking about the Eagles. Let me go ahead and let's talk about the AFC North. That's another division that's like wide open between. You got the Ravens. That's a great team. You got the Steelers with Big Ben back now. And you got the Browns. Well, we can't underlook the Browns. I mean, the Browns might get it together. This might be their year. And then, of course, you got the Bengals. I don't think the Bengals are going to, you know, do much of anything this year with Joe Burrow, AJ Green, John Ross. I mean, the Bengals are a good team, but they aren't like the bad team like the Browns were, like the Dolphins were. The Bengals have it together. That makes them different. So Joe Burrow might be the guy who can turn things around. But who do you think is going to win that division?
I think the Ravens are going to win that division. I think they're going to win it easily. They went 14-2 last year, near perfect record, 5-1 in the division, near perfect division record, and 10-2 in the conference. Second was the Steelers at 8-8, breaking even. The Bengals are far 2-14 at the end, and then the Browns 6-10. I really don't see the Browns coming together as much as I'd like them to. Baker Mayfield, Kareem Hunt, they got obviously Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry. They've got on paper one of the most potent offenses. I hope they can pull it together. I'm rooting for them. But I think the Ravens take it this year. I think that Lamar Jackson's got a chip on his shoulder winning the MVP and going out like he did against the Titans. The Titans had a great run, don't get me wrong. A Cinderella story if I've ever seen one. But at the end of the day, the Ravens were the one seed. The Titans were the seven seed. That happening again, Lamar Jackson is as focused as he is and as much as he dedicates himself to his craft, I don't see him allowing that to happen again. I see the Ravens winning the AFC North.
Yeah, you got a little ahead of yourself. And if the playoffs weren't seven seeds yet, the Titans were the six seed, I believe. Titans were the sixth seed. I don't think they have seven seed. Do they? Oh, no, I think you're right, seven seed, because I think it's first two bye weeks now. And then, I don't know. I know the NFL just recently got the playoffs just changed the NFL. They added the seventh team. I know it was first, what had bye, second played a bye, three played five, and then three played five and four played six. Am I right about that? Six seed, right? There's only six seeds in the NFL, I think. I don't know. Could be wrong about a lot of the things that I'm saying. Who knows?
We're gonna take it one day at a time. We're gonna get it right for you guys over the weeks as you guys tune in. But this is gonna be the podcast. This is gonna be
It's our first time doing this thing.
Whatever you guys want to hear. I mean, you guys can comment. You guys can let us know what you want to hear, what you don't want to hear. Obviously, you guys don't want to hear about the Eagles. So
now, what they don't want to hear about is the Cavs, because the Cavs are just trash. All right,
we're talking about the NFL.
You're the one that said I got a Cavs tattoo on my. Who? No one cares about your Cavs tattoo. They're trash. They're irrelevant. That sucks that you got a tattoo for their one good year. I'm sorry.
That's 52 years in the making. You wouldn't understand.
Yeah, and they're never gonna win another championship unless they have a guy named James LeBron come in like 25 years.
Yeah, we got. You were right. Yeah, the sixth seed in the Titans. But again, I got the Ravens. Going. To the next division in the
next
AFC.
Division I was going to talk about was the NFC South. We got the Panthers, Bucks, Saints, and the Falcons now. Tom Brady's Bucks. Oh my gosh, that Buccaneers team is just, it's stacked when you look at their offense. Mike Evans, they got Chris Godwin, they also got OJ Howard. They just signed Gronkowski. Gronkowski came out of retirement. Tom Brady. They have a pretty good back in Ronald Jones. He was mediocre last season, but he has a lot of potential. If he can find a way to, I think Tom Brady can get him involved because that's what he is. He's a pass catching back. He's quick. He's agile. He's shifty. He's a great Madden running back from a Madden players out there. Yeah, that dude's nice. Everybody wants Ronald Jones on his team. Buccaneers. You have the Saints with Drew Brees, Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara. Yo, this is going to be a showdown in this division. It's going to be this division is always a showdown. When this division meets, it's always like an 80-point game. Saints 40, Panthers 41. It goes down to the last second every time. This is the most entertaining division in the NFL. That's what I think. And Tom Brady joining it just makes it even more entertaining.
Yeah, I agree. I think that obviously Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be good. I think that they...
Tampa.
I think they got a fun fan base. I got a friend down in Tampa. He said he's rocking in there when they can get their people in there. I think it's going to come down to the two Super Bowl caliber, Super Bowl winning quarterbacks.
There you go, winning, yeah.
And when I say that, I mean Tom Brady and not... Matt Ryan, sorry.
I feel bad for Matt Ryan. He has to face Tom Brady twice a year. That's the same quarterback who embarrassed him in the Super Bowl.
Correct. And I think it's going to come down to Tom Brady and Drew Brees. I think, like you said, hopefully Kamara can jump back.
So who wins?
On paper, I'm going to have to go with the Saints, honestly. And I think that's I think the Saints take it.
I think it comes down to who has the better defense.
Yeah, and I think right now the Saints do. I think that the Saints...
Why? Their players?
I just think that the Saints have... Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know exactly why, but what I'll say is this. I think that if Alvin Kamara can bounce back, he'll take some pressure off of their defense because I think that they'll be able to run the clock out. I think that Mike Thomas is going to wear down defenses. And I think it's going to make it that much easier for the Saints.
Do you think Brees can stay healthy?
I hope so. I think that... I think he showed flashes, or not even flashes, but I think he did, you know, he was back into good form.
He was hurt last year for a little bit.
Yeah, but he came back and he broke the passing touchdown record, I believe it was. Michael Thomas helped him do that.
Yeah, and then you got Teddy Bridgewater in Carolina now, though.
Yeah, so, yeah, I think that's...
with DJ Moore, DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel, Christian McCaffrey. Dude, this division is crazy.
And how do you feel about that? How do you feel about the Panthers saying goodbye to Cam Newton, MVP?
I think it's weird they got rid of Cam Newton, but at the same time, it's not that weird. I mean, look, he's still a free agent. So obviously teams see something in him that's not there. What he used to have, he doesn't have anymore. Granted, it be the injuries. Granted, it be his age. Granted, it be his personality, his media antics and everything. Because he's a wild dude. He's himself, and that's the best way to put it. He doesn't care what other people think. He does him, and that's there's nothing wrong with that. But I think it's crazy how he's still a free agent right now. Kyle Allen, his replacement, had a pretty great year. He did some solid things for the Panthers. Him being a rookie, you wouldn't expect him to do that, but he did well. I had Christian McCaffrey on my fantasy football team last year. He was half the reason why I won my league. That dude is a beast. I can't beat that guy. That was my computer being so loud. Anyway, sorry about that. Moving on, I wanted to talk about... Okay, actually, let me finish that subject. Who's gonna win the NFC South? I think the Bucs are going to win it. I think the Bucs are going to win just because Tampa Brady is there. Tampa Brady is going to do good. They're going to win that division. Last thing I wanted to talk about before we go. I don't know how long we've been talking. I probably feel like 30 minutes. I wanted to talk about the remaining free agents in the NFL. We mentioned one earlier with Cam Newton. There's another one I want to talk about, Jadeveon Clowney. Jimmy Clown is a free agent. Devontae Freeman's a free agent. Logan Ryan's a free agent. Jason Peter is a free agent. And Eli Apple. Those are all the list of remaining free agents. I want to get down to it. I don't know how or why Jadeveon Clowney is still a free agent. He's an elite pass rusher. What he brings to the table, he just brings disruption to the field. I don't really like Jadeveon Clowney after last playoffs. After you saw that hit that he did on Carson Wentz when he threw his helmet into his helmet and gave Carson Wentz a concussion in the beginning of the freaking first quarter, I think it was the first quarter, he freaking gave Wentz a concussion. Like, that hit was so dirty and illegal. And ever since that hit happened, I'm pretty sure it's safe to say no Eagle fan really wants Clowney on the team. Do the Eagles need Clowney? No, they don't need Clowney. That's a trick question because all their D-line is probably going to get hurt in the first game like last year. So you probably do need a Clowney. But I think it's weird how he's still a free agent. He was the number one overall pick in the 2000-whatever draft. It's just weird, you know? Cam Newton was the number one pick in the 2000-whatever draft. All these number one picks are... Jameis Winston was a number one pick in the NFL draft. He got signed to the Saints. So the Saints have a good backup in him. But I don't know. It's a weird year for free agencies. Also, I guess... you know, teams can't really see how these players are or how healthy they are, if they're in shape, because of the whole quarantine. So I think that's a reason, but it's not a reason how these other free agents got signed. Byron Jones got signed, you know, all these other free agents got signed. So I think it's just weird. You know, Cam Newton, where do you see Cam Newton going?
Cam Newton? Obviously somewhere where they're... I think Cam's not going to go to a team that's not in contention or at least on the cusp of contention. I think a good fit for Cam, as far as finding somewhere that's already got weapons for him, call me crazy, but I think the Browns should trade for him. I think that...
sign him?
I think Cam... Yeah, I think Cam could lead those guys. I think between Cam's personality and camaraderie, I really feel like Cam could do something with the Browns. I think Baker Mayfield's all right, but I think Cam's got that MVP caliber. He's already been an MVP. He's already been to a Super Bowl once. He hasn't been with an Odell Beckham, a Jarvis Landry, Nick Chubb, you know, all those guys.
True.
So I think Cleveland would be a good pick.
It's a good that's a good call. I never even thought about Cleveland being a good spot for him to go. But you know, reports show that Cam Newton has accepted the role that he's not going to start. So he knows that he's going to be a backup. That being said, if the damn Eagles didn't draft Jalen Hurts in the second round of the NFL draft, I would totally want Cam on my team as the, you know, backing up Carson Wentz. That would be a you know. Don't get me wrong, Carson Wentz, he stood healthy all last year, but he got hurt in the playoffs. And if we had a Cam Newton to come replace him in the playoffs, you're telling me it would have been a different game. That's just all I think. Okay, so what do you think? Where do you think Jadeveon Clowney ends up?
If the Chiefs could sign him, I think that'd be great. I think between him, Chris Jones, Frank Clark, obviously Tyrann Mathieu, and the rest of those guys who came together this past postseason, Breland, I think that Jadeveon Clowney would fit right in. I think that if we give him another chance, I would love to see him come play for the Chiefs, come win a ring with us, come win a ring for the kingdom.
Yeah, but you also got to think that you're going to have to sign the best quarterback in the NFL right now, re-sign him next year.
Yeah, but actually, he actually took a franchise tag this year, so Humble Mahomes is actually franchised for, I believe, through 2021.
Not franchise. I think they just extended his fifth-year option.
Let's look. That being said, I think
they extended his fifth-year option this year, so he's going to be a free agent next year, and I don't think they're going to tag him.
No, definitely not getting tagged after winning the back-to-back Super Bowl back-to-back next year. But
I don't know about that. I think the Ravens can dethrone the Chiefs.
Yeah, they said it last year. You know, I'd love to see us play this year.
Both teams, I guess, where were the Chiefs 2 years ago? How far did they make it?
2 years ago,
who did they lose to? They lost to the Patriots in overtime in the AFC Championship.
Right.
Who did the Ravens lose to last year? And they lost to the Titans in the AFC Championship. It wasn't a close game as the Patriots, but it takes losing in the AFC Championships to get that mindset to win the damn Super Bowl.
Yeah, it wasn't the AFC Championship that they lost, and we actually played the Titans in the AFC Championship and went on to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's even worse.
They actually lost in their first round, I believe it was the semis, the divisional round.
Divisional.
But yeah, like you said, I do think that he's got a chip on his shoulder in Lamar Jackson. I think that same thing with Mark Ingram. I think that Mark Ingram not being able to produce that game as much as he wanted to, I think that eats him up. I think Mark Ingram is going to come back stronger. And Hollywood Brown, you know, spacing out the field and catching balls like he does. I think that the Ravens could do something.
Do you think teams are going to look at what Mike Titans coach, do you think they're going to look at what he did in containing Lamar Jackson and containing Mark Ingram? And do you think that's going to be a huge exploit next season?
I think that a lot of coaches were already trying to do what he did.
Vrabel did it.
Yeah, I think it's going to come down to just execution. And I think that you can't hold it too much against the Ravens. I mean, it is, you know, professional sports, but at the same time, they did have some off weeks and a young quarterback in Lamar Jackson. But yeah, I mean, if they don't take a, you know, page out of his book, I think they'd be dumb to, especially when you've got a mobile quarterback like Lamar Jackson, who just broke Michael Vick's rushing record for the quarterback position, obviously. You know, I think that if they if they didn't copy, you know, or at least try to replicate what he did with containing those guys in the backfield. And yeah, I think a lot of people are going to try to.
So my question is, Lamar Jackson breakout year. Yeah, no questions asked. He was the MVP candidate. Now the NFL is a really schematic league. There's schemes in the NFL that these defensive coordinators, this whole entire time they're working on. So many defensive coaches were studying that Titans film, were studying Lamar Jackson all year, looking at how he runs. You see it every year. Mobile quarterbacks, they have an amazing MVP season. Next year, they just don't have the season that everyone expected them to have because defensive coordinators just dry them out, cut them down, get right to the point of how to beat them. Look what happened to RG3. You know, not talking about injuries. Before the injuries, he got shut down. Look what happened to Cam Newton. Cam Newton was an NFL, went to the Super Bowl, had one MVP. Came back, not the same Cam. He was a mobile quarterback. Wasn't as fast as Lamar. Lamar's a different breed, but I do think he can get contained. I don't think the Ravens are going to have the season that everyone thinks that they're going to have this year. So going back to that division, I know I didn't answer it before, but I do think the Steelers are going to win that division. That's me. I know I kind of just skipped a bunch, but if Ben Roethlisberger can stay healthy, yeah, he's got Juju Smith-Schuster. He's got James Conner. That defense is nasty. T.J. Watt. They got Joe Hayden. You know, he's been a royal corner the whole time. But the Steelers are nice. They got what's his name, Devin Bush, athlete. Don't sleep on the Steelers. Steelers are gonna win the AFC North, and that, you know, you can quote me on that. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about and get off your chest before we close out here? Anything?
I'll say. I think that the key to staying ahead in this league or in any league is to just be one step ahead of them. And when I say that, I mean, you said that a lot of people are looking at the Titans and what they did on the rushing game and trying to stop that. And the same thing as far as trying to copy how they shut down a mobile quarterback like Lamar Jackson. But they said the same thing about Patrick Mahomes in year one. 50 touchdowns, 5,000-yard MVP season. Year two, first year starting, excuse me. He did back Alex Smith when Alex Smith had a great year. Alex Smith had an amazing year, so that was a great year for Mahomes.
You think Alex Smith gets a Super Bowl ring?
From the Chiefs?
Yeah, you heard about that?
I didn't hear about that. Maybe I'm a bad Chiefs fan. I think he deserves it. Yeah, he turned that franchise around. Alex Smith gave us a lot of winning seasons. He beat the Texans in the first year he took us to the playoffs, or maybe it was the second. I think Alex Smith has given a lot of years and a lot of commitment to the game, and he definitely deserves it. I think that anybody in the Chiefs organization would agree.
Yeah, Mahomes said that he would be nothing without Alex Smith. Well, not nothing, but he said Alex Smith was like his number one cheerleader, helped him out so much, tremendously. He said that he wouldn't have won MVP without Alex Smith. That's his words.
Yeah, and I guess I would wholeheartedly agree with that. Alex Smith, one of the greatest Chiefs ever. Alex Smith came and brought team football year in and year out. If you read the articles, all the players loved Alex Smith. Always got everybody involved. Really respectful on and off the field. And just glad that we could give Andy Reid the championship that the Eagles couldn't.
Hey, you know what? It's not that the Eagles couldn't. It's that Donovan McNabb couldn't. And Andy Reid couldn't win it himself. I mean, if you just watch the film. Hey, he finally got it together on his, third, fourth, fifth try?
It'll be five more after it.
We'll see about that. You know, Andy Reid, remember last year what happened to Andy Reid in the AFC Championship? That's what happened every single year to the Eagles. It was Reid and McNabb. Just couldn't get that job done. And we got it done once. We lost to the Patriots in the Super Bowl, but almost got it done. Reid is a great coach.
Yeah.
Can't take nothing away from Andy Reid. I was going to support you until you threw that trash at the Eagles. I was like, yeah, man, you're saying some great. Nah, you ruined it at the end.
And
I have a signed Andy Reid LeSean McCoy jersey.
You can just throw that out.
It's pretty cool, though, because LeSean McCoy won a Super Bowl with Andy Reid.
Yeah, he won one with us last year as well.
Exactly. So I have a McCoy jersey, Eagles jersey, signed by Andy Reid. It's kind of weird how all that is connected and, you know, correlated, and now LeSean McCoy might come back to the Eagles, and I think I can wear that jersey again. That's kind of cool. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, we finally be proud to wear a LeSean McCoy jersey. Thank you, Patrick Mahomes.
not proud to wear. I'm just, he's, you can't wear a LeSean McCoy jersey if he's not on the Eagles again. You just got to put it up on your wall or something when it's signed by the greatest coach ever.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Yeah, exactly. But now I can probably be able to wear it at my Eagles bar. Shout out to Wing Shack, Orlando. If you guys are Eagles fans, I highly recommend going to this place. Great atmosphere. It's a huge place. You walk in, all you see is Eagles fans left, right, all wearing Midnight Green, Kelly Green, Eagles hats. Every single touchdown, we're singing the fight song. Every time we get a first down, every time something good happens, we yell, "Eee!" And, you know, we start that chant. It's an awesome place to be. I really highly recommend. If you're an Eagles fan and you live in Orlando and you haven't been to Wing Shack on game day, you're doing something wrong. Yeah, this is my little shout out. I love that place. Where's the Chiefs bar at, huh? Oh, wait. Yeah, that's right.
We're gonna buy downtown Orlando one. Rename it Red Kingdom. You're gonna see us lit up like a Christmas tree every Friday. Red Kingdom. Come out. We'll get you the details in the coming podcast after you guys make us millionaires.
Yeah, you guys are gonna make us millionaires. We're gonna be signing 2-year, $100 million contracts with Spotify soon.
Shout out to Joe Rogan.
Hello, friends. That's my Joe Rogan impression. Hope he gets a kick out of that. He's not going to listen to this. But yeah, that's our first sports podcast. That's our first another sports podcast episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I know it might have been rough listening to it at first, but, you know, we kind of loosened up. You know, I got Jalen some drinks. He started feeling a little better by himself and everything and started a little bit uncomfortable, you know. But maybe now would be a good time to start the podcast again because he's so loose and comfortable. But, you know, he was so stiff like a robot earlier. But, yeah, it all worked out. It was our first episode. We got to get loosened. We got to get used to each other and everything. So I think it was good. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Go ahead and give us a like, give us a follow. We'll probably have a little Instagram page soon. We don't have one yet, but once we have our social media set up, go ahead and give us a follow, share it, share your podcast. If you liked it, share it, subscribe, do all that stuff that you're supposed to do to get us famous. Appreciate it. See you guys.
Take it easy.